All right, Johnny, what do you want to talk about tonight? You know, I told you before I wasn't going to do a podcast, and you said, let's do one. I got a topic.
That's right. You know what's really cool about this show?
Go ahead, tell me.
It's completely unscripted.
Well, I think people can tell that we don't have a script.
Well, you know, I've listened to some of these other trucking shows out there, and you can tell they're just like reading off of something. It's boring.
So what are you doing, calling other shows out?
Yeah, I am. I've listened to every other show out there, and they all suck, except ours.
Oh, no. I've listened to shows. They don't all suck. All right, well, I'm not going to ask you.
They're boring. I'm not gonna name names.
You know what? We've got friends at other shows.
I don't care. You have friends. I don't.
You know what? I'm going to have to get them to like you. It's getting harder. So what's your topic?
So you have no idea, right, what the topic is?
Is it about other shows? I mean, is that what the topic
is? No, it's about trucking.
Okay, well, I mean, well, then why are you talking? Why are you calling everybody out, Johnny Acid?
I feel like it. I'm feeling a little froggy today, man.
I'm telling you, man.
My meds haven't kicked
in.
Like,
you insult drivers, drivers' wives. Yesterday, it was like fat trucker ladies ladies. And
the hate mail's dropped off. I have to kick it back up a notch.
I hear you, man. What's your topic, man?
All right, I thought it'd be really cool to talk about, like, the really cool, interesting jobs that you never hear about in trucking. And I'm talking, you know, there's like flatbed and there's reefer and drive-in and stuff, but there's some other stuff that you can pull out there that just really, really cool jobs.
There's plenty of cool jobs out there. I remember when I was a driver, I don't think it's like this anymore, but there used to be like this 5-year waiting list to get into Harley-Davidson. This was pulling directly for Harley-Davidson, and believe it or not, to even get looked at, you had to have a 5 or a 7 year perfect driving record. Not one ticket at all was allowed on your resume. And I think the main terminal where they were located was in York, Pennsylvania.
No kidding.
Yeah, down there on the Harrisburg area. But I think they've since then contracted out to, like, I know... there's some big carriers now that actually have, you know, they actually pull for Harley-Davidson.
That would be a really cool job, huh?
I heard that there's like all kind of, if you were working directly for Harley, you know, you get like all kind of crazy perks, like as if you were, you know, people that work for GM, they get the GM discount if they're family and all that crap, Ford, Dodge, all that. So I think Harley was pretty much set up the same way.
I think they give you a free bike.
I heard that it's crazy, the price. It's a very good deal. I doubt you get a free bike. Even Mr. Harley's daughter pays. No, I'm kidding. So what else do you got in mind, Johnny Acid? I mean, you got some of these specific...
Yeah, but before we go off the beaten trail to the really exotic stuff, let's talk about some other cool jobs that are out there that are a little more common, like boat hauling.
Boat hauling's a cool job. If I never got to do that. If I was a driver, I think I would want to try boat hauling. I'll tell you why I would. Because I'm a water lover. And I know those boat haulers, they're usually going where there's water. And they look pretty cool going down the road.
Is that where they deliver those things to?
Well, duh. Where do you think the boat goes, Johnny Acid? Yeah. Come on, man. People are having a hard time finding your trucking experience on the show. I've gotten letters.
That's because there isn't any.
Now they're going to think... What is wrong with this guy?
These truckers can go fishing. They can bring
their
rigs.
So boats go to the water?
Yeah, right. Johnny. It seems to me like if you like to fish, that'd be a good job, right? You can bring your stuff with you, right?
I would imagine I would carry my rod with me. I'll tell you why. If you get there the day before your delivery, it would be nice to, cast a line in that night. You know, maybe start up a little fire and...
It could be on the Great Lakes one day, be on the Gulf the next.
And that's exactly the
that's
way.
That's really cool.
Exactly. I knew a guy once that was a boat hauler. He took this cigar boat. You ever see a cigar boat?
Oh, yeah. Those things are huge.
I call them the drug runner boats.
Isn't it a cigarette boat, not a cigar boat?
Cigarette. It's really a drug runner's boat. And so they had one of these drug runner boats. I think they're like 30 feet long or 25 foot. They're real long, shaped like a big cigarette. And, you know, they're like a rocket. And he delivered it up in New York City, up on the island, I think, to one of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me a story how the owners of the marina were there and they literally gave him a place to stay for the night. I mean, this is like, it's like you get all these perks with these weird jobs. They put him up in like this really cool condo, took him to dinner, and then the next day took him out on a lake on the boat that he delivered.
You know, a lot of truckers don't know, but Swift actually does that too when you pull dry box for them.
What do they do?
They put you up in a hotel and take you out to dinner.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
On the lake.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everybody be applying for Swift now.
Yeah.
So that's a definitely a cool job. Harley, boat hauling. What else you got, huh? I'll tell you what would be a cool one, Johnny Acid.
What's that?
A NASCAR trucker.
Oh, yeah. That would attract a lot of attention, wouldn't it?
Those guys are usually nighttime drivers because of, you know, I mean, I don't know why, but I think it's because of the attention they get. Usually they literally are like third shift driving your NASCAR guys. Plus, they probably clean up from one area, and then they're leaving late anyways. But because I've seen them on the road going to Daytona, coming down 95 one year. I didn't even realize it was that time. And, I mean, I was cruising at probably 75, 80, and they were passing me. These guys were smoking cars. And I'm talking like, this was back in the day, Rusty Wallace was still a driver. But you had the Rusty Wallace. You had, what's his name? The famous one. Number two, or not number two. What's the guy's name?
NASCAR.
The one everybody loves. I can't even. Earnhardt. I'm not really a big NASCAR guy, and I probably just made some enemies. But like, you know, Gordon, all these guys, their tractor trailer was just buzzing by the cars. And
I mean, what cop is going to give a ticket to a truck driver with a NASCAR in the back?
Well, especially a cop in the South. You know, I mean, that's you know, NASCAR's big thing down here. And you're exactly right. Those guys were doing like 90, and I guarantee you they weren't getting pulled over at all.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
No, not at all. Which is pretty cool to see those guys just cruising down the road, and they make good money. And the perks, you know where they're parked, right?
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the racetrack. I'm just not a race fan, but if I was...
That would be a really cool job.
That would be a cool job. And I've met those guys. I've interviewed guys that were NASCAR truckers, and they loved it. They absolutely loved it.
How about the guy who drags the equipment around for some of these big rock bands? Wouldn't that be cool?
I was just going to mention that. And yeah. I've met several of those guys. I've actually worked kind of with a company at one time that does that. I'm not going to mention their names. You know, these guys haul for like the UFC. You know, they haul their equipment. They haul rock bands, country and Western stars. And you know what? What's really cool? Every driver that's on those tours, they call them tours. Sometimes, like, for example, and, you know, I'm just going to throw a name out there. Like a really big band, like, say, Kiss, right? They might have 10 tractor trailers. Well, maybe not Kiss, but like certain productions might have 10 to 20 tractor trailers.
Pink Floyd.
Again, I don't
know.
Huge
stage.
I don't know. A lot of those guys only have one or two tractor trailers, probably a rock band. But like, for example, like your Broadway shows.
Right.
Those guys might have 20 to 40 trailers with equipment, setting up ice stages and stuff on the road. And you'll have one guy, that's what they call the lead.
Mm-hmm.
The lead guy, and he coordinates the entire team, and he makes a lot of money. Well, actually, they all make really good money, those guys. Because if you ever see half of their trucks... They look like household movers trucks, you know, with the big giant sleepers and stuff on them. They make really good money. And what's nice about those jobs, a lot of them, the freight is very light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyways, I had interviewed a lot of those guys and met a lot of those guys. And they'll tell you when they're at a show, backstage, anytime they want, they can go sit in the audience or they can go backstage, and they are all have access to every show. So if you're a trucker that hauls for AC/DC, you get to watch the show.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
You'd probably get tired of it, though. It'd be like any other job. You'd be like, oh, yeah, they're on the stage again. Who cares?
Well, I mean, I would imagine, like, for example, some of these guys will do, like, I don't know, 110 cities in a year. So once you've seen probably 3 or 4 shows, it might get a little old. You know what I mean? Seeing it.
I got to tell you something. If I was the truck driver for, like, Floyd, I can guarantee you 1,000%. That you would not want to do a hair follicle on me.
Okay. Why is that? Would you be trucking high?
Ugh.
Johnny Acid. Seriously, man.
Following Floyd around? Really?
Yeah, but yeah. I would imagine you... In fact, that's probably one of the jobs where they're real strict. You know, they probably do test. And you know what? To be honest with you, those guys that are driving for those companies are probably not wanting to lose that job at all.
Oh, no. That's the dream job right there, baby.
Exactly. You know, and then like a lot of them are seasonal. So, you know, they have a good part of the year off, and some of them will go work, you know, for another trucking company while they're off. And some of them maybe have a little gig at home to do. And some of them probably don't work at all on the off season.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you about another really cool job that I don't really know a lot about.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Oversized. But hold on. I'm not talking small oversized. I'm talking gigantic oversized. The big, huge, got to close down the road. It's got 20 axles on it.
Yeah. I seen an interview with a guy. I never interviewed myself, a guy like that. But I seen an interview the other day on a guy that was talking about that. And you know what he said? He
what?
Said the driving part's like 5% of that job. The rest of it's helping set up and helping create things. Because a lot of times the ones that move like these gigantic turbines or, you know, whatever they're called. These just gigantic things that take, like you said, 100 or 50 axles or whatever the heck it is. A lot of times they have to redesign a trailer or something. So these guys are involved in helping set up, you know, other things versus, you know, they're not always going down the road with four stadies in the front and four stadies in the back, you know, with interstate shutdown and all our stuff. But I will tell you, back where I grew up, there was a place in a little town called Cressona, Pennsylvania. And there was a concrete place there called Schuylkill Products.
Right.
They made bridge beams.
Oh, those things are big.
The one time I counted 72 axles on these things.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was not 72 wheels rather. And these guys, I don't know the length of them, but I would say probably at least a football field.
Like, how do you even get that thing around a curve?
Well, what was amazing, like the one curve where they're located, they would have to shut the gas station down because it was on the corner there, and they would have to put cones out. And they would literally come, like the bridge beam would be halfway over the gas station property going around the turn. It was quite amazing to watch. And every one of those guys had to have a state cop escorting in the front, a state cop escorting in the back. And here's a funny story. One time they got pulled over, as the story goes, and it was actually in the local newspaper. And what happened was they had the wrong permit. It was like they had a permit for like 100,000 pounds. When it was like a 200,000-pound beam. I'm just guessing what it was. But it was like double. And a statey had to pull over the other stateys. And that company got a huge fine. I remember that. It was in the local Pottsville Republican paper.
Oh, that's cool. You know, some of that freight that's really that big requires more than one tractor, doesn't it? Haven't I seen like more than one tractor pulling stuff? They're like linked together or something?
Well, not with the bridge beams, but with those ginormous, gargantuan...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've seen 2 and 3 tractors hooked up pulling, you know, some crazy stuff. But that's such the rare job. And that's the guy that was saying in the interview that's really like such a small part of the job is the actual driving part.
Yeah, that would be really cool though, wouldn't it?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, even if to just do it once, you know what I mean? And have it on video, you know, to show your kids and grandkids, it would be pretty cool. Absolutely. I would love to do something like that.
I'd be the one idiot that would roll it. I'd roll it over.
Yeah, but they don't do but 15 mile an hour. You roll a truck at a low speed. Yes, the idiot word would be fitting. Trust me, Johnny Acid. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a pretty cool topic that you brought up. I mean,
I know.
You know, a lot of drivers, you know, they're so stuck in that dry van reefer mode that they don't step outside their boundaries. And my advice to any one of you drivers, if you got an opportunity, I used to work for a flatbed company and we would do like this load securement class and bring a guy in that has trucking experience, but no actual flatbed. We would teach him load securement and then we would send him out on the road and let him start becoming a flatbed heavy haul tractor trailer driver. Thus, building up his resume. And I'll tell you what that does for you. You know, every now and then in your local newspaper, a insane, beautiful, local home every day, high-paying job might pop up, but it might say heavy haul experience required. And if you didn't build that resume up, there's no sense of even applying for it. So I would say broaden your horizon. Tanker, not a lot of guys do tanker, but there's some tank jobs that pay really good. I hear gasoline pays good. You're driving around in a bomb.
Right. Yeah, it should pay well.
Yeah, so my advice would be, if you got an opportunity to go for it, heavy haul, like Johnny Acid said, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know what the, how you get into NASCAR, you know, to one of those positions. My guess is a lot of those guys that drive for, you know, I mean, the professional race car drivers, my guess is those guys know, they already knew the people that they're driving for. My guess is they hire within, I would think.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. On something like that would be my guess. I don't know that they put a, you know, I don't know that anybody's ever looked at the newspaper and said, Rusty Wallace is looking for a trucker, you know, or, you know.
It's on Craigslist.
Exactly, on Craigslist. I don't think it says NASCAR driver wanted on Craigslist. I would say that's a scam. That's probably a good hint. What do you think, Acid? If you see the word NASCAR trucker wanted on Craigslist, would you guess that's a scam?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, that would be my guess.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'd
call anyway though.
My whole advice on this topic would be broaden your horizon, guys and gals. You know, go for it. You get a chance to haul for, you know, a movie star, a rock star, or work for a company that does that. I say rock, baby. I'll tell you who else is good to get in with if you can, like those household goods companies like Mayflower and that. If you can haul for one of those agents, that's also a good resume builder. HHG.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really is a career building move when you step outside your box and you go for something different. I'm not putting down Van and Reefer. I'm just saying, you know, go for it if you got an opportunity. I've talked to drivers over the years, and like a lot of them like really sway away from like flatbed. Flatbed's usually the step to get into heavy haul, which is something those guys make killer money.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And you know what's cool about oversize and heavy haul, Johnny Acid? It's daylight driving only.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to drive in tunnels. You're not allowed to drive after dark. If you're over width, over length, you have to be parked before the sun is all the way down, I think, or before it's night, or you can get a big fine.
I don't know. I think I'd rather go for the boat hauling gig. You deliver during daylight hours.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Not many marinas are open at 1 o'clock in the morning where you have to be up making that. I tell you, reefer is the opposite. You're a reefer hauler, I guarantee you, you've delivered at midnight already at one of these cold storage houses, because we've all done that are reefer haulers.
So no, actually, you pulled in at midnight, but you've left the following midnight.
No, that's not always true. I've had to pull in at Kroger's warehouses in Ohio and deliver one skid of fish or something at like 1 a.m. already. You know what I mean? It's stuff like that happens. Reefer drivers probably have the worst hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you have. I'll tell you another interesting job, which I've never done, would be cattle hauling.
Ugh.
You say ick, but those guys make some serious money.
Yeah, but that's a smelly job.
I mean, owner-operator cow haulers, I know a company right now that has a fleet of like 150 cattle haulers.
Yeah?
I'm not going to mention their name because they're already bombarded with people trying to get in there. There's like such a waiting list to get your truck in there. But the number one guy there, he makes, it's like $6 or $8 a mile. And all he does is goes out like 100, 150 miles one way and comes back every single day, 5 days a week. Not kidding you. People, probably a lot of people out there going, that's BS. And it's not, telling you. That's what kind of money those guys are making.
Yeah.
Insane money.
The job doesn't sound so smelly after all.
No, I mean, these guys are legitimately making huge dollars with one truck. But again, to get in there, I mean, literally, like I talk to this guy a lot. He's a friend of mine, and he tells me all the time about that. That every now and then they'll get an opening, and it's literally, and all they take is the best of the best for that position.
You know who else makes a lot of money?
Who's that?
The guys with the top secret clearances that move like explosives for the military and stuff.
You know, I don't really know a whole lot about that. I know there's one in Joplin, R&R. There's a couple of companies out there that does it. They pull military explosives and that. And I think they do make really good money, but I don't think it's like over the top. I don't, I mean, I've never heard that. Not that if I haven't heard it, it ain't true, but I haven't heard that they're like at super level.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, any government job you can get will pay you the most to do the least.
Well, but you got to understand, these guys are outside contractors. These right. companies that are hauling for the military. It's not, they're not working directly for the military. The company is getting paid by the military and the company's getting huge dollars. What they're paying their drivers is probably better than average, but I don't think that they are rocking, you know what I mean? They're not rocking over the top wages. I don't think they are. I really don't. I mean,
it'd be a cool job though.
Oh yeah, sure. Wouldn't it, why wouldn't it be? You know, I mean, it would be a cool job. And I think, you know, delivering to military bases, you know, I've been on plenty of military bases, and so have you. Are you allowed back on military bases anymore, Acid? Are you kicked off for life since you got your felony? Are you kicked off?
No, I can go on any base.
Yeah, right. In
as
handcuffs.
Long as it's in this country, I'm not allowed to go to certain countries.
Can you go on base without being in handcuffs?
You know, I haven't put that theory to the test yet. I don't know that I want to try that.
Yeah, okay. I was just checking. Yeah. I was just curious. But that's,
I honestly don't know. Yeah. You know, maybe we should try it sometime. We'll take a road trip down to.
I'm not going on with you. I get arrested with you.
Yeah, right.
It's bad enough I got to be on this show with you.
Hey, you're the one who dropped me off in prison, remember?
Yeah.
That was so sad. Yeah,
I did take you. I mean, I
had to report.
I remember that taking you that
day. It's bad when you have to drive yourself there.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad when you got to take somebody 500 miles.
Yeah, tell me about
see
it.
You, Johnny. Right. All right. So anyways, let's go back to this. Exotic trucking, we can call this exotic or, you know, different, the other than normal trucking positions in the industry. But yeah, good topic, man. Anybody out there that is listening to this pod and has, you know, hauled for anybody special, write in and tell us about the show. We'll put you on the show one of these days. We'll definitely have more pods about stuff like this in the future. We'd love to bring somebody on. I'll tell you what, I have some interviews set up. There's a couple of those guys that pull those giant trucker wreckers.
Uh-huh.
And they, oh, you know, we'll have to do a pod on that down the road here, but they call it uprighting. They get these guys that are flipped over and they pull them up. Well, I've talked to a couple of guys. There's a guy, he's pretty famous. Him and I have corresponded on email, and it's like a year ago, and we're supposed to have him on interview, which we haven't yet. His name is Ron Pratt. And if you look him up on YouTube, that dude films, he GoPros every one of his uprights. It's really cool. The guy's really cool. I want to get him on the show, and then we'll make something out of that, because, you know, that's something else we can talk about. But anyways, we appreciate everybody that listens. Listen, send us your videos on Facebook, just right to our Facebook page, and we'll credit you and put it up there. Sometimes we got one video, it's got 36 million views. We'll credit you. If it's a good one, we'll make you famous. If it sucks, we'll let you know. Send us your memes, any questions you have, or anything. We post it on Facebook. And anybody that wants to be a part of the show, Johnny Acid, they're more than welcome to take your place for a day or two, or maybe we'll bring him on with you.
No, I'm not sure anyone can take my place.
Are you going to share your seat, Johnny Acid?
No.
Now, we've got other mics. We'll bring you in. If you're coming to Florida and you're going to be near Wildwood or Tampa, let us know if you're a trucker, especially if you're a driver or you're, you know, part of a driver family and you want to come on the show, we'd love to have you on. Even if you're not funny, you don't have to be. We'll sit you here in the
studio. I'll make up for it.
Johnny will make up for it. Yeah. We'll sit you here in the studio and we'll make you part of a show, and I'll guarantee you drivers will love you. It's a great community that we're all part of. Keep the videos coming. And other than that, Johnny Acid, I have nothing else, man.
I just have one request. The Pink Floyd guy is listening.
Which one? The Pink Floyd trucker?
Yeah, the trucker.
You hope he doesn't get tested.
Please, please call into the show. Send us a message, something, because I will absolutely quit this job and I will ride in your truck with you if there's a rider policy. If there's not, I'll go in as a pet. I'll do anything to get in that truck.
If you're the Pink Floyd trucker,
yeah.
Call in.
Please.
Please, because that would be so great if you would take him with you.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Praise the Lord.